Welcome to the Drive to Succeed podcast.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Drive to Succeed podcast. If it's your first time tuning in today, my name is Daniel, the host of the show. The Drive to Succeed exists to bring you new knowledge, wisdom, and truth in the world of entrepreneurship and self-development. As the new month of 2021 starts, I know majority of you are gaining clarity on your goals this year, the things that you wanted to achieve. However, I wanted to speak to the minority or to the other half of you who might think there's still a lot of uncertainty going on, although the vaccines has been created and has been implemented to the majority of the people around the world. I know there are still some things that we need to recover from, like the economy, right? The job that has been lost, the businesses that has been, you know, going into bankruptcy. And today's episode is all about that. Today's episode is all about dealing with uncertainty. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever experienced getting lost while traveling to a new country? Or perhaps getting lost on a hiking excursion you did with your friends and wondering if you'll be able to make it back to your car, right? Because that's what it feels like when you're in a familiar territory and one suddenly variable showed up and it changes everything. And for some, it can be a loss of a loved one, a career change, a once successful business now went down to the drain. And if you're like me, life can be overwhelming. And this is what today is all about, uncertainty. How can we really deal with uncertainty? Let's get your pens and paper ready and let's get this episode started. Number one, if you wanted to learn how to deal with uncertainty, you need to let go of the things you cannot control. So let me give you an example. So let's say you've been putting your business off the ground, or you're someone who wanted to change your career, right? And no matter what kind of activities that you do that works in the past, nowadays nobody seems want to call you, give you an interview, or even buy from you if you're running your own business. Plus, to add the pressure that someone is going to start knocking out on your door to collect some bills that you owed. Right? Sounds stressful, isn't it? While you cannot control of the decision of each and every prospects you encounter, you can always let go of that frustration, that stress that had been built up, doubling down on new activities. Like for instance, using social media to build your personal brand, right? So what is a personal brand? Personal brand is basically putting yourself out there. You create content based on your expertise, so you position yourself as someone credible, trustworthy, and expert in your industry, right? And while there's nothing wrong to create content, what matters most is you're trying to experiment on new things because the things that you did in the past are not working. So what you need to do to gain clarity is to let go of the past, let go of the things you cannot control, but you have control over your activities, right? And that can be building your personal brand. And number two, you can go back to all your previous clients and start asking for referrals, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong for asking because, you know, I always said, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. Last but not the least, this might be a low-hanging fruit. You probably go back to those people that you hate. You know, maybe one person with that company rubbed you off in the wrong way or somehow rejected you and you feel like you don't want to go back to them. Well, that is an opportunity there. Maybe that one person is now ready to accept you with their company if you're looking for a job, or accept you as a new vendor with their company. Right? And it's just a matter of exhausting all of the things that you haven't been doing because you've been so blindsidedly, you know, put back by all these emotions, this uncertainty of things that are happening, right? And let's just face it, there are things that we can control, there are things that we cannot control. However, those things that we cannot control, we need to let go of them, because once we are clear, once we have this burden out of us or within us, we can now think more rationally, think more logical, right? And we can now act with a calm demeanor and focus on things that really matter, which brings down to me on point number two, focus on what really matters. Because one of the reasons why even billionaires or famous celebrities committed suicide is because of the uncanny expectations that they put in themselves. I mean, the expectations to be perfect in the public eye that they all have the answers. But in reality, they're just like Superman or Wonder Woman. No matter how good and great they are in the public eye, they're all only humans. I mean, we as humans get a lost sense of purpose from time to time during a long period of uncertainty. Like, you know what, listen, I don't know what your circumstances are, and I believe they are totally different from each person to another person, especially from mine. But the fact that you're alive today, despite being laid off, or your business going down the drain, or losing a loved one, which I'm really sorry of. Remember, as long as you're breathing, you can always find ways to make it back again. I mean, one of the questions that I've been asked in one of my guests is like, Daniel, what is your main drive to succeed, right? It's just been reflected back on me. This question has always been my signature question on this podcast. But my question to you is, what is your main drive to succeed, right? Because there are things that are totally out of our control, but we need to focus on what really matters. I mean, when we learn to shift our focus on what really matters, we go back to the time where we feel energized and engaged. As like, you know, when you're driving, you feel like you're taking a different route because your focus is going back to your family who is waiting for you, right? Your focus is not to take that road or the same road you're driving every time. Your focus is to go back home. It's the same thing. When you are lost, you need to find ways and you need to find new path and create a new path, right, in order to go back home and focus on things that matter. But what if you tap out right now? Who wins? No one, right? If you let uncertainty embrace you and succumb to it, no one wins. And so you need to focus on what really matters, which comes down to my point number three. Find meaning despite the chaos. I mean, one of the things I always love, even though I'm feeling depressed or stressed, is the analogy that even the most turbulent storms of life, we all have the capacity to stand in center of our own peace. So what does it mean? With the things going on in our life 24/7, accompanied by the negative news we hear left and right, externally, you feel like there are things going out of your control. But in reality, these are all testings that we need to encounter in order to test our character, in order to come out on the other side. One, our fate, if you will, like a diamond, right? So let me use the analogy. Like a diamond, we are all rough in the edges, waiting to be constantly pounded and pressured until making us one as the most valuable precious stones in the world, right? And if you think about it, it's the same thing as stones in the ocean shore. Have you ever walked in the ocean shore and you see these big, massive boulders and rocks? I mean, like in the beginning, they're all rough in the edges, but because the water, the constant pressure of the ocean had always, you know, pounded them over time every year, every hour, every minute, right? At some point, they will be so shiny and slippery, and they will look very beautiful, which some of the people, they use it as decoration in their backyard, right? And of course, instead of playing the victim here, ask yourself, what is this situation teaching me right now? I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen, right? I know I might sound be overgeneralizing, but if you think about it, what's the worst thing that can happen? If you come out alive right now, you still have a way, a chance to make it back, right? And if you ask yourself, when was the last time like you feel like there's no way out, and yet here I am, able to adapt and overcome my circumstances? Because at the end, whether we like it or not, there's some higher being who's in control. And I know some of you might, you know, call it universe, call it energy, call it vibrations. I personally call him God, right? I don't want to sound, you know, make this podcast religious or something, but at the end of the day, there is a purpose, a higher purpose in everything that is happening. And, you know, you always hear the cliche, there's always a reason, right? There's always a purpose for what is happening. So let, you know, just ask yourself a question. What is the purpose of this, right? Why is this happening to me? How can I overcome this, right? How can I remain peaceful despite the chaos? I need to go into the center of the storm, right? Like the eye of the storm. It's always the calmest. So just think yourself as the storm. No matter what happens around you, you need to be peaceful, because when you are calm, you have this calm demeanor inside you, then you can make rational, logical decisions, right? I hope this inspires you. And just to recap, three ways to deal with uncertainty. Number one, let go of the things you cannot control. Focus on what really matters. Find meaning despite the chaos. So if this hits you on the nerve and you know someone who will benefit from this episode, for this podcast episode, please share this with your friends, your family, your loved ones. You know, tag me on social media, on Instagram at Daniel_Francisco_. And it would really mean the world to me if one people within your network got inspired and take action from what this podcast episode is all about. I mean, for the past 12 months, personally, it has been really difficult for us. I mean, for some of you who's been following me on social media, you know, life has been a roller coaster. And I was just thankful that even up to this date, I'm here in front of you delivering a podcast episode, doing the things that I love, even some of the things that I don't love. But I just need to get it out of the way in order to serve you who's listening right now and help you achieve whatever your goal is, your dream is. And this is one of the reasons why this podcast exists. It's not just for me to deliver value, to deliver information, but also one way to remind me, why did I even started pursuing this next level of success or next level of achievement I want to do in my lifetime? And thus, you know, I'm just really documenting what my life is with this podcast. I know I might sound like little crying here or being overwhelmed, because I just felt that this, while I'm delivering this episode, it really struck a nerve with me. So if you wanted to show your support, feel free to share this. I would really appreciate you. And as always, wherever part of the world you are in today, thank you so much for listening. Take care and God bless.